when the fear of God disappears, everything else falls apart. Paul ends this argument that he's been giving in Romans chapter 3 in this way. There is no fear of God before their eyes. This is the root issue. Fear of God doesn't necessarily always mean terror. It means reverence. It means awe. It means submission. It's living with an awareness of who God is. And when that disappears, sin thrives. So why do we speak carelessly? And why do we act selfishly? Why do we live casually? It's because we've lost sight of God's holiness. We've made Him small. But when you truly see God as high and holy and sovereign, it changes everything. You don't flirt with sin when you fear God. You don't take grace lightly when you understand His majesty. The fear of the Lord is not restrictive, it is freeing. It reorders your life around what actually matters, and it drives you to worship Him. Pray this prayer with me today. Lord, restore a holy fear in my heart that shapes how I live and speak. And here's two people that you can be praying for, Derek and Michelle Bremer and their family, our new missionaries headed off to France. And also pray for the Ma LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Kenya and Tanzania. Thank you.